from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State says both sides are responsible for a ceasefire on life support. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met today in Geneva with U.N. Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura. Mr. Kerry claimed that both sides of the conflict are responsible for the bloodshed since the purported ceasefire took place.
So both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos. And we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities, and at the same time to raise the level of accountability that will accompany the day-to-day process of implementing this ceasefire.
And while diplomats talk, violence continues in Aleppo. Edward Uranian reports for VOA.
Allahu Akbar! Shelling and airstrikes pummeled targets on government and rebel sides of Syria's largest city, Aleppo, for the 11th day since a two-month-old ceasefire agreement began to break down.
42 اصابه اسعفت الى مشفى الرازي. 6 منهم شهداء تم احالتهم مباشره.
Syrian state TV, quoting medical sources, reported 6 civilians were killed and 40 wounded in government-held western districts of Aleppo after rebel militias fired rockets, mortars, and artillery. During the broadcast, the Jabhat al-Nusra group was accused of indiscriminately raining terror on civilian areas. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And this is VOA News.